Reaching Readers is a conference devoted to book marketing and promising attendees they will learn in depth about the trends, tools, and strategies necessary to succeed in today's complex medium landscape. It's a day designed to bring order out of digital disruption. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series, Beyond the Book. My name is Christopher Keneally. Arguably, the greatest disruption in book publishing lies in product distribution. As online merchants displace brick-and-mortar bookstores, the move throws publishers out of a business-to-business environment and into the arms of consumers. That paradigm shift from B2B to B2C is likely to see emergence of consumer-focused verticals in publishing with dramatic implications for the way books are marketed. Joining me to preview the Reaching Readers program is Hannah Johnson, deputy publisher of the online trade magazine Publishing Perspectives, which is presenting the conference. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Hannah.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're happy you can join us. And also with us today in the Publishing Perspectives offices in New York is Pete McCarthy, founder and principal of McCarthy Digital, a consultancy trade to book publishers. Welcome, Pete.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, we're going to chat with Pete about specifically the vertical marketing aspect of the conference, but tell us what it was that drove you to focus in particular on marketing for the Publishing Perspectives Conference.
Well, there are a lot of conferences that touch on marketing, and actually at, I believe it was Digital Book World earlier this year, one of the speakers said marketing is the most exciting part of publishing right now because it's one of the biggest challenges. And I think that's really true. I mean, as you said, publishers are shifting their thinking from B2B to B2C, and that's not an easy shift to make. A lot of the structures that are in place were built during the B2B era, and even to change those around is really complicated. So what we've done is we've tried to put together a program that highlights people who are innovating the process and thinking about new ways to market books. So we've got people from publishing and people outside of publishing to bring in new perspectives.
Well, so it's Publishing Perspectives with new perspectives in marketing. I mean, I heard you say marketing is the most exciting part of the book business. That is not something you would have heard a little while ago.
No, certainly not. I think, but with the buzz around book discovery and the way that people are talking about book discovery as a publisher problem and not as a consumer problem, there's been a lot more focus on drawing attention to the books that you have available to you. I mean, self-publishing means that the marketplace is flooded with books, so how do you really get readers to notice what you've got?
Well, we'll talk with Pete McCarthy in just a moment about his panel, but tell us about some of the others that you'll have.
Well, as I said, we have some people who are inside publishing. We've got a couple of case studies, one from Wiley on their nonprofit community.com website, which is really about building a readership community around these business books. We've also got a case study from Scholastic about multi-platform publishing and how they use the multi-platform format to market to different types of people. And then we have, we were really excited to get Steve Rubel from Edelman. He's now the new chief content strategist, and he's going to talk about content marketing, which I think is a perfect fit for publishers. I mean, they have, what do they have in spades? They have content, so why not use it to sell your books?
Well, Steve's obviously well known to people for his blog, and he's a very dynamic speaker. So, and as you say, outside the publishing world, I think that's an important piece of this. It's not just insiders talking to their colleagues.
Well, certainly, because I think people outside the publishing industry are the ones who have pioneered a lot of these consumer marketing techniques that we're now starting to adopt in this industry. And it's really important to hear a combination of people who are using them inside of publishing and people who are creating these trends outside of publishing that might inspire us to change what we're doing.
Well, let's turn to Pete McCarthy. And Pete, your panel is on marketing in verticals. Now, is that important? It's a rhetorical question. I suppose we can guess the answer. But why and for who particularly?
Well, I think, yeah, marketing verticals, absolutely critical. The use of the word vertical may be a little bit misleading and maybe a little bit too narrow. Mostly it's being audience-centric. If you're going to go direct-to-consumer, you've got to think about consumers in terms of how they consume content and how they find it and discover it. In the past, you know, it's been a consumer going to a bookstore. Online, there's something artificial about a bookstore as a destination, right? Because books happen to be containers But every book is different, and genres are different, and the consumers of various genres are different. And consumers are complicated. They're extremely complicated. So developing a sort of audience-centric approach to marketing is critical for publishers. And that may take the shape of launching pure vertical websites, vertical properties, vertical marketing efforts, say like an email list that's devoted to gardeners, something like that. Or it may just be taking a very consumer approach to the marketing that they've been doing all along, advertising. Even I'd lump publicity in there as well.
Well, this is a complicated picture and one that must befuddle many a publisher. So you could tell us about their reaction to all this. There was a point where, you know, there was the big store and there was the big book, and you piled them high and watched them fly. Those days are gone. How are they handling this transition?
It's interesting. It's been fits and starts. I mean, it's one of these things where I think, at least in my experience at Penguin and Random House, there was a desire and an understanding that we needed to get there, which is to say there being consumer-centric in some shape or form. What's happened or what we've seen is that's taken the shape everything from direct e-commerce through to the launching of vertical sites, total reorganizations like we just saw at St. Martin's. You know, basically every publisher is kind of approaching the same issue differently, which I actually think is a really healthy thing. It's a lot of experimentation, and I think we're going to see some best practices emerge around that.
So what about the relationship between the technology and the consumer? Which is the horse, which is the cart in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, in my humble estimation as a digital marketer, you can't really understand consumers today without employing sophisticated technology. And you can employ it in a lot of different ways. You can do the big data thing, which is analyze how everything is being consumed, looking at everything from, you know, marketing attribution, what's working, what's converting. Or you can take a more tactical approach, which may work for a smaller publisher. It may even work for an individual line marketer who's responsible for a given author or title. So you can have large-scaled systems that provide business intelligence and marketing dashboards and, you know, really pulling levers and understanding demographics and regionality and marketing accordingly. Or you can just have really smart marketers on the line who understand, you know, a paranormal reader kind of looks like this. The general demographic is this. They tend to hang out here. You know, so it's everything from massive and scaled right down to, you know, small, targeted, and using, you know, publicly available tools.
Well, so you mentioned best practices, and there are some publishers that have been doing this well and doing it for a while. The first that leaps to mind is O'Reilly, and that makes sense because of the kind of publisher they've always been. And they've done some things that are very innovative and instructive in Safari as well. Talk about them as an example of what people could be doing themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think O'Reilly is a great example. I mean, it's a little bit of a red herring in that they are so vertical by nature. That for them to go vertical with their marketing and with everything else just made sense. I mean, they basically had to do it. They were also competing with Free, but that's a whole other story. But I think what we can learn from someone like O'Reilly or Osprey or Rodale or anyone else who's kind of by nature a vertical publisher is that it's not just about marketing. A lot of things come once you understand your audience in a sophisticated manner. New product types, new product offerings, conferences, not to compete with the Publishing Perspectives Conference, but you look at something like Tools of Change. That was a very natural evolution, I think, for O'Reilly. Once they understood who their sort of core influencers were, they realized, hey, we can have these people speak. And people want to hear them speak, and people will attend the conferences and pay us money, and that's a whole new business line for them. We can sell directly. You know, I think O'Reilly. I'm relatively certain that Amazon is not O'Reilly's number one online account. Let's put it that way.
And vertical is part of the title for your panel, but it's a bit of jargon. Vertical to me is just community. Would you agree?
I would. It's community, but it's kind of spun so where the consumer is in the driver's seat as opposed to the publisher. I mean, what we used to see was, in my humble estimation, was sort of almost like forced community. It was sort of, you're a romance reader, and therefore we are going to push romance content at you. The difference is what's happening nowadays is the sophistication level is becoming such that a romance reader is no longer just a romance reader. A romance reader, we now know, likes different kinds of romances. Someone might be into paranormal. They might cross over a little bit into Regency, but maybe not totally. And a Regency reader may be just a Regency reader, and they need to be treated differently. So it's community, but it's like I say, kind of spun around with the consumer in the driver's seat, which is a very unnatural place for publishers to find themselves. You know, they're not the pushers that they used to be.
Well, pushers, it makes it sound vaguely criminal, yeah. but it really, I mean, you think about it that way, there's a power balance. If you're the pusher or you're the user, you know, somebody's in charge and someone is kind of, victimized. All those images kind of come to mind, probably inappropriately, but still. But what's the end game of all of this? I mean, you know, obviously we want to stay in business, but from a perspective of the publisher, to go vertical is going to produce what kind of results?
Well, I think what's going to happen is as they gain a greater understanding of their audience, they're going to become more valuable to all of their constituents. So they become more valuable to retailers because they're better able to drive demand. They become more valuable to authors because they can demonstrate that they can connect an author's work with the most right readers. As opposed to before, it was kind of like, it was a little blurry. It was a little vague. It was, yeah, you know, we'll do a New York Times ad or we'll do, you know, a New Yorker ad, and we know that the demographics are roughly this, and we think we'll hit. It's not like that anymore. It's now, you know, your book is about this, or, you know, your book will appeal to this audience, and we can reach that specific audience, and we know how, and we know relatively, with relative certainty, what will happen when we reach them. And we know what is success and what is not success. And that's part of the key to this whole thing, too, is as you become closer to the consumer, the data that comes back to you, you can optimize to. You can change your tactic. You can pour more money into what's working, cut what's not working. So I think at the end of the day, if publishers get it right, and that's a big if. I mean, they have to learn and adjust and adapt. But if they get it right, they become more valuable to everyone.
Well, you just used one of the D words that's really important, which is data. And, of course, there's digital and disruption. They all come together. What's interesting to me about this conference, and we'll pitch this to Hannah in just a second, but for you, Pete McCarthy, a conference that's just a day spent on talking about marketing. There are a lot of publishing conferences, but sort of zeroing in on the marketing piece is rare enough. In fact, I don't think I can think of another example. Give someone an idea of how this is more than just about marketing, because it's going to be about technology, it's going to be about the value of data, all those other things that are important.
Yeah, I mean, I think having been both a presenter and a moderator and an attendee of a lot of these conferences, I think what's going to happen is, you know, it's naturally going to touch on a lot of different aspects of marketing, and certainly our panel will touch on a lot of different aspects of quote-unquote going vertical. Everything from data through to tactics through to, you know, best practices in terms of what platforms do you use and for what kind of content, where do people hang out, where are the most fish, and where's the best fishing hole. And what I think is that audience members, attendees will find there's a little bit to take away on every element of it. They may be thinking about what technologies do I use, you know, and they may hear WordPress or they may hear MailChimp or they may hear something, and just that alone will give them what they need. Or they may hear Facebook lookalike audiences and suddenly think, gee, that's perfect for my Facebook community that I just launched. Or, you know, it's all of a piece. It's big. It's relatively complex, but it all kind of ties together like a jigsaw puzzle. And I think audience members, you know, knowing what I know about where publishers stand today, they've got part of the puzzle put together. All of them have part of the puzzle put together, and I think this will just give them more pieces and sort of show them where those pieces go.
And briefly, Pete McCarthy, who's going to join you for the panel?
Right now, we've got Peter Kay from Norton. Peter's title, I think, is Vice President of Digital Strategy. And we've got Kristen Fritz from Random House, who's their Senior Director of Content Marketing. And Kristen, I happen to know because actually I hired her, works specifically on Random House's vertical properties. And so I think Peter's going to offer us a very strategic view of what vertical marketing looks like and feels like for Norton. And Kristen, I think, is going to give us a little bit more of, like, what does it take on the ground to really pull this off and understand consumers and serve them and satisfy them. So that's, and then there's one more TBD.
Okay, great. And then Hannah Johnson, so let's put that back into context around the whole conference itself. That's Pete's panel on marketing and verticals, and we're talking to you here in your Soho office, which explains some of the background noise there, something going on out below us. But you mentioned some of the other program or other parts of the program. Again, getting back to that point about the focus on marketing, it's much more than just marketing, though.
It certainly is. As Pete said, this is a big and complex picture, and marketing isn't just about posting something on Facebook or booking an ad in the New York Times. It's getting more and more complex because it requires publishers to build a relationship with their readers, which is something that hasn't been typically part of their workflow process in the past. So, I mean, once publishers start to gather data, they need to know how to interpret it. And maybe they don't have that the right person on staff, or they need to be able to get that data to the people who are actually putting the Facebook posts online. So there are a lot of challenges internally, and it doesn't really just come down to, okay, we've got this stuff now. It's really about how you use it. I mean, we've got a panel on content partnerships, which is another aspect of it that isn't exactly digital. It can be digital, but again, it requires publishers to think outside their traditional workflows. And I mean, even with social media, you know, it's evolving to the point where people are saying it's not selling books. It's not selling books. And maybe it's time to be more strategic about how you use social media, about identifying influencers online, what tools you can use to do that, to measure your success. I mean, so many complex pieces to marketing that are really exciting. They're on the cutting edge of what digital has to offer, and hopefully, you know, we can help publishers achieve what they're trying to achieve.
And to conclude then, Hannah, tell us about the details. Where and when will the conference be?
The conference takes place on May 28th here in New York City, which is 2 days before Book Expo America starts. And it's being held in Scholastic's beautiful auditorium on Broadway between Prince and Spring here in Soho.
We look forward to seeing you there. Hannah Johnson, Deputy Publisher of Publishing Perspectives, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. It was great.
And Pete McCarthy, founder and principal of McCarthy Digital, consultancy to the trade book publishers. We'll tell people that you were previously vice president, director of marketing innovation for Random House, and we can follow Pete on Twitter at Peter McCarthy. Pete, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Chris. Great to be here.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. Follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Chris Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.